Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. Now, from Iraq today, there are reports that ISIS has gained control of nuclear material after taking over large parts of the north of the country. Now, fighting has continued in many parts of the country amid a political stalemate in Baghdad, which has seen the National Parliament unable to stay in session to deal with the crisis. Drive Time's Fergal Keane is in Baghdad. I spoke to him earlier and he told me more about what is known about this nuclear material under ISIS control.
Yeah, this is material they gathered, we believe, in Mosul. Now, the authorities here are playing it down, saying that this material is very low-grade stuff, that it is of no real value to them. But then nobody really here believes, or everybody here takes what the authorities say with a lot of scepticism, because they've been playing down everything they've proven to be wrong. However, there was a statement from the UN as well today saying that this was low-grade material and not a danger to people.
It's quite a while ago now since ISIS took control of Mosul. What is the state of play now with the security forces as regards retaining any foothold there?
Not so much in Mosul, but we know that there is fighting in Tikrit and other parts of the country. Now, their momentum seems to have been halted at the moment. There could be a couple of reasons for that. The government and the army here have got their act together a little bit. They're being bolstered by a huge number of militias, people who have volunteered and gone up there to that part of the country. How good they're going to be, we have to wait and see. It's also Ramadan, the holy month. The ISIS people are, we are told, very devout after their own fashion of Islam, so that they will be unable to fight during the day because they're not eating and drinking during daylight hours. So it could have slowed because of that. We still have quite a bit to go there here. It's going to be quite a while before we know how things are going to play out.
And when we were talking to you yesterday, Fergal, news that over 50 people had been shot dead in a town near Baghdad. Are there further developments on that story and who was responsible?
The people who are being assigned blame for this are a group called ASAP, ASAP al-Haq. Now, they're people, we had a spokesman from that group, on the leading member of that group on the programme earlier on the week. They're known as the Righteous Brigades. They, of course, are denying that. Now, we tried to go down with myself and the people who are working with me here at the moment, tried to go down there today. The media has been very, very strictly controlled in Iraq at the moment. It's almost impossible for TV stations to get permission to film on the streets. We were turned back as we got towards that area of Babylon today, which was fairly unusual. Most roads out of Baghdad are being blocked to the foreign media. So there was also a car bomb down there today. But anyway, the people deemed to be responsible for that are this group, the Righteous Brigades, who are also aligned with the Shia majority in this part of the country and would be fighting against ISIS.
You talked to us also during the week, Fergal, about the political situation and a political stalemate.
Yeah, stalemate is the way to put it, Mary. They were meant to have a parliamentary meeting to maybe get a new governmental agreement earlier in this week, possibly even getting some power-sharing arrangement. It didn't happen. They adjourned Parliament for a month. There now seems to be a move to get Parliament to meet next Sunday. That might happen. Earlier today, I spoke to one of the leading members of the Sunni minority in Parliament, a man called Dr. Dafir Al-Ani. Now, he is part of a group who are in opposition to the Prime Minister, Mr. Malaki, and he described what he felt was the situation in Iraq to me.
What's happening is actually the country is falling apart. There is a pressure also towards division or dismantling the country. Also, the Maliki government has only the military solution to solve issues. The pressure for the division, also the ability and the potency of the terrorist groups to control the Sunni areas of the country.
Parliament met and adjourned for a month, which seemed an extraordinary thing to do.
It is an extraordinary thing to push for a month for the postponement of the sessions. That's why we were pressurizing the local government and the politicians actually to reduce this time period for a week. And the parliament session will be held next Sunday. And we are very keen to nominate a candidate for our political bloc on next Sunday.
We are ready before the Sunday. to name our candidate to the parliament.
You are a member of the Sunni community. What has ISIS meant for your people?
Personally, I view ISIS as a terrorist organization. They view me and they view the Shiites also as enemies. And even those who were actually sympathizing with ISIS back in the days, they are realizing it. ISIS are just a terrorist organization.
Can they be defeated? Because the world was shocked by what happened in Mosul and how far they advanced.
You cannot win a battle against terrorism without winning the hearts and minds of the local nationals. And the government, because of its unjust, they lost the Sunni population of the country. And ISIS was actually able to win the hearts and minds of some of the locals. And this is a result of the government unjust, the unfairness of the government, the sectarian policies that the people were feeling being treated by the government. The Arab Sunnis in this country, we have a good and a successful experience when it comes to battling Al-Qaeda back in the days and even defeating them. But after that, Al-Maliki or the government were actually not treating them the way they should be treated. They were not integrated into military forces. They were not protected. They were just left to be hunted one by one by Al-Qaeda.
So what is the future? Is Mr. Maliki going to resign? Will you be able to get rid of him?
Al-Maliki, the Prime Minister Al-Maliki, is the source of the problem. With all these authorities and all these jurisdictions that he have, the constitutional and the non-constitutional ones, he would be able to solve things. But yet, nothing is being solved. It's a shame for us as Iraqi to grant our trust and confidence to such a loser like Al-Maliki.
People are afraid that sectarian killings are going to return.
This is correct. This is true. Sectarian killing is being conducted by groups. It's happening. I lost three of my family members during this month. In checkpoints, they will just check the IDs and make sure of the names that correspond Sunnis. They will kidnap them, then eliminate them.
There is also an issue of the Kurds having a referendum to become independent on their own. What is your reaction to that?
I believe that it's not the right of the Kurds independently to take decisions on behalf of the others. For instance, Kirkuk has other components, has Arabs, has Turkmen, has Kurds and others. So they should negotiate, especially at this critical time of the political process. It should be more discussions and more debates about it. Accountability on al-Maliki's government for this security void that happened in these areas, which enabled the Peshmerga to be deployed to protect the Kurds. But again, it should not be independently done by the Kurds only.
And that was Fergal Keane reporting from Iraq.